Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a pirate signal style atmospheric FX system in Ableton Live 12 for deep jungle and old school D&B. Think ghost radio fragments, shortwave haze, tape wobble, metallic echoes, and that feeling that the track is broadcasting from somewhere unstable. This kind of FX lives between the drum phrases and the bass statements. It shows up in intros, transitions, pre-drop tension, breakdown texture, and little punctuation moments inside the drop. The goal is not to steal the spotlight. The goal is to build a world around the break. Why this works in D&B is simple. Jungle and old school D&B depend on momentum and memory. The groove has to move forward, but the listener also needs atmosphere, tension, and identity. A pirate signal FX layer gives you that character without clogging the low end or masking the snare. If you do it right, it feels like the track is being transmitted from somewhere haunted, not like an effect pasted on top. Start with a source that already hints at signal. A short vocal chop, a radio clip you've cleared, a synth stab, a bit of white noise with pitch, or even a broken break fragment bounce to audio. The important thing is that the source has some shape you can distort into a transmission. For jungle, a short vocal syllable or a thin melodic stab often works beautifully, because the human imprint makes the pirate illusion more believable. If you're starting from MIDI, print it to audio first. That makes it easier to mangle and arrange. Now build a simple stock device chain in Ableton. Put auto filter first and lean it toward band pass or high pass with a band pass character. Start somewhere around 250 Hz up to about 1.2 kHz depending on the source. Add a little resonance, but not so much that it whistles. Then add saturator with soft clip-on and a few dB of drive to start. After that, add echo sync to tempo, maybe on 1/8. 1/8 triplet, or 1/4 depending on how urgent you want it. Keep the feedback moderate, and filter the repeats so they darken instead of spraying bright top end everywhere. What to listen for here is whether the source still feels like a signal after the effects. If it just sounds like a sample with delay, it needs more filtering or more instability. If it gets too thin, raise the band pass center slightly and back off the resonance before adding more drive. You want mid-range narrative, not a tiny squeal. Next, add movement. You can use shaper or automation if you want the motion written into the arrangement, or use an LFO for something more constantly evolving. Keep the movement subtle. Modulate filter cutoff, saturation drive, echo feedback, or panning if the source doesn't need to stay centered. A slow cycle over 1 to 4 bars gives you that drifting broadcast feel. Faster motion, like half a bar or 1 bar, gives you a more nervous hacked signal energy. The trick is not to make it obviously wobbling. The trick is to make it feel like the transmission is breathing, losing lock, and trying to stay alive. Now for the pirate character itself. You can take this in two directions. If you want more analog grime, keep the chain as auto filter, saturator, a light redux, then echo. Just enough bit reduction and downsampling to roughen the top. Don't overdo it unless you want deliberate aliasy crunch. If you want a more haunted space, swap redux for hybrid reverb and keep the decay fairly short to medium, somewhere around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. Darken the tone and high pass the reverb aggressively so it doesn't fog up the kick and subzone. One path gives you bootleg radio and broken cassette energy. The other gives you foggy warehouse and spectral broadcast. Both are valid. Pick the one that serves the tune. Now tighten the tone. This is where a lot of FX layers fail. They sound amazing soloed, then completely smear the drop. Put EQ8 after your main tone shaping devices. High pass anywhere from 120 to 250 Hz depending on how much low junk the source has. If the texture starts biting your snare, notch the harsh zone somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the top end gets fizzy and distracting, gently roll it off. What to listen for here is context. When the kick and snare come back in, the FX should feel present but recessed. If the snare loses its crack, the FX is sitting too high in that 2 to 5 kHz zone, or the repeats are too bright. In jungle, the break often carries delicate hat detail and ghost note motion, so the atmosphere has to live around that detail, not on top of it. Then shape the rhythm like an arrangement tool, not like a loop. Thicken 2-bar gestures for small fills, 4-bar phrases for section transitions, and 8-bar arcs for intro build and breakdown tension. A strong pirate signal layer should open up slowly in the intro, stay narrow and nervous when the break and sub arrive, then get more chopped during the transition. Right before the drop, it can collapse inward or vanish entirely. That moment of disappearance can be more menacing than a big buildup. Sometimes the heaviest move is subtraction. A really practical arrangement idea is this. Start with a stripped intro and let the signal open gradually. When the drums enter, Keep the FX controlled and narrow as the section develops. Add a short answer phrase every two bars. In the final bar before the drop, tighten the filter, reduce the reverb, and lower the level so the broadcast feels like it's failing. Then let the drop hit clean. That contrast makes the drums feel bigger without adding more elements. You can also build a second layer for call and response. Keep it simple and contrasting. Maybe a reversed version of the first signal, a metallic hit, a filtered noise burst, or a chopped spoken fragment. Process it differently, maybe with a narrower auto filter, a light grain delay, a shorter darker reverb, and a utility at the end if it gets too wide. The goal is dialogue, not competition. One layer answers the break, the other signals the next section. Now, automate like a DJ, not like a gimmick machine. Open the filter in the last one or two bars before a section change. Pull down echo feedback before the drop so the tail doesn't cloud the new groove. Reduce wet level or return level as the bass and snare need space. A useful trick is to make the signal feel like it's losing power as the drop approaches. Cut the cutoff, reduce width, and drop the level over the final beat. That collapsing broadcast effect is very effective in darker DNB. At this point, check everything with the drums and bass running. This is the real test. Ask yourself, can I still hear the snare crack clearly? Is the sub staying centered and solid? Does the break's ghost note movement still read? Does the atmosphere deepen the groove or just make it busier? If it's busy rather than deep, reduce feedback, narrow the stereo image, shorten the reverb, and take more top end out. In DNB, the break is the lead instrument. If the FX hides the drum articulation, it's too expensive musically, even if it sounds cool on its own. A useful extra trick is to commit the best moments to audio. Once the texture is working, bounce or resample the strongest phrases into new clips. Then trim the silence, reverse a few hits, cut a one-beat stutter, or place a ghost burst right before the snare. Printing the effect turns it from a live texture into arrangement material. That's a big workflow upgrade in Ableton, and it often sounds more intentional than leaving everything running in real time. If you want a quick mental model, treat the pirate signal as supporting character with intent. If it starts acting like a lead, a pad, or a second bass line, it has gone too far. Keep the low end protected. Keep the center honest. Let the decoration be wide if it needs to be, but don't widen the whole mix. Club weight comes from a solid kick, snare, break, and sub, not from a beautiful but bloated atmosphere. Also, don't leave the FX static for 16 bars. Jungle and old-school DNB thrive on phrase movement. Even small automation changes make the signal feel alive. And if the break is very active, simplify the FX. If the break is sparse, the pirate signal can take on more rhythmic responsibility. Let the two trade density, so the arrangement stays breathable. If you want to take it one step further, try splitting the source into two versions. One copy stays band-limited, mid-focused, and slightly saturated. The other gets more filtered, more damaged, and wetter. Blend them quietly. The first gives the ear something recognizable. The second creates the corruption. That combination often sounds much more convincing than trying to make one chain do everything. And one more important reminder. If a glitch, filter collapse, or delay snag already says what it needs to say, print it and move on. Endless tweaking usually turns a striking moment into an average one. Commit when the gesture is clear. That's how you keep the workflow moving and the arrangement focused. So to recap, build your pirate signal FX by choosing a source with personality, band limiting it, adding controlled saturation and echo, introducing subtle motion, shaping the tone with EQ, and automating it around the phrase structure so it behaves like part of the arrangement. Keep the atmosphere in the mid-range, protect the low end, and always check it against the break and sub in context. If it adds menace, movement and depth without blurring the groove, you've nailed the jungle and old-school DNB broadcast vibe. Now take the mini challenge. Build a 16-bar pirate signal phrase using only stock Ableton devices and one source. Make one main FX layer, print one moment to audio, automate at least one 4-bar change, and include at least one moment where the FX intentionally disappears. Keep it band-limited, keep it musical, and make sure the snare still cuts through. If you can do that, you're not just designing sound, you're designing atmosphere with purpose. Now go make it feel like a haunted transmission drifting through the rave.